So what's on your mind?
Well, let me do a quick roll call. Is I know George is on. Is Anna on?
No, nobody else is on. Just us three.
Okay. Let me get rolling anyway. She'll jump in. I want to first success and where we've progressed since our call in November.
Okay.
Let's go with the bottom line one. I had my best month of the year in November. And then I had the best month of my career at Morgan Stanley in December.
Wonderful.
Thank you. We're very happy about that. That was a real team effort too. Real team effort. Okay. Then we are pretty much in contact and setting schedules for every single client in the book.
All right.
There's a few stragglers, but you know, we're pretty much there. I'm very aggressive in individual lunch appointments and all the different things that we can do for marketing. I've kind of like analyzed that maybe even before Morgan, but at least since Morgan, the most successful marketing thing I've done is just one-on-one lunches. It just works, man.
Well, you're good at it.
And I think I am, and I'm even like trying to expand on that. I recently bought a book I was telling the team by Bo Dietl. You know who Bo Dietl is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Lunchitations. And I'm reading through it just to even get better at what I think I'm already good at. Because, man, when I have a lunch, it's like I go hunting and I either bring back some rabbits or a whole caribou, but I bring back something. You know, I bring back meat, you know, so I want to continue to do the one-on-one lunches first with all the clients and then with prospects. And right now what I'm doing is just reviews of last year, which was a pretty decent year at the end. So I'm doing all the different reviews of the clients and trying to upgrade, get referrals. What I mean upgrade, more money, get referrals, sell the financial plan, which now I'll tell you in a minute, but we have a routine, George and I, and we're working through that. And also more aggressive with not just a financial plan, but really getting a personal balance sheet on all my clients. It's unbelievable. Man, I'd let it drift. And I've gone back and done these balance sheets, and it's unbelievable what I've discovered just by doing a simple balance sheet with my clients. So we're combining that with the financial planning appointment.
So the assets, their net worths have gone way up, right?
Oh my God. Some are like, geez, I had it like one, like a couple guys. I had one guy at a 9 million net worth. It's not 27. I had another guy at a 22 million net worth. It's now 98.
What happened? No.
He's just, his business is just crazy. And on top of that, I discovered he's got $20 million elsewhere. Jeez. Now he's got almost 12 with me, but I thought he had, you know, I don't know, a million or two in cash and securities elsewhere. The guy's got 20 million. So anyway, so we're incorporating the financial plan with an updated balance sheet on all the clients. And then as a routine, like we did a guy yesterday that's on, we're onboarding him. This is new money and a new account. And, what we've come up with is I do the review, I do the lunch, set up the financial planning meeting right there. Now we have the financial planning meeting. We go through everything. I do a balance sheet. At the same time, Juan is already sending him out new account docs. We don't want to wait 2 weeks to get the financial plan done. We want to like set up the account right now. Okay. And I feel comfortable enough typically at that point to say, okay, we're going to set up your account. Your plan will take a couple of weeks, but I'm going to call you in 3 days. Like I got to call this guy today and say, okay, I know your starting figure. Bum, bum, bum. Here's what Juan has already sent you out the bank wiring instructions. Here's going to be your initial portfolio. Here's the whys, and basically just close the deal.
All right. You know? So here's your triple play. Okay. You set up the financial plan. You open up the account and you get a referral.
I'm ahead of you on that one, my friend. Because he has referred his brother, who's a doctor, and his brother's partner, and I'm having a joint meeting with them next week.
See, people don't understand. I always tell them, they say, when should I ask for a referral? I say, when were you the most excited about your new car?
First day.
It's the only time you ever take a picture of it.
Exactly.
When they're in the ether. When they're in the ether.
Right. They're all excited about the new relationship, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, they, you know, then they want to tell somebody. And by giving you a referral, that's an affirmation that they made a good decision. Because then their friend goes, hey, this guy's great. And you go, see, it compounds on itself. And nobody is, Al, nobody's willing to do that. Okay. They're like, oh, thank God I got the account. Or thank God he's going to do a financial plan. I can't ask him for a referral. And the most, the confident people in the world, they just do it. Just like you. Just do it, man. And call it the triple play. I love that.
Okay.
And just see how many triple plays you can get. Cause it's a challenge.
Okay. Other process success stories. Calendar.
Great.
We're on it. Okay. We do a team meeting every Monday and Thursday at 10 a.m.
Great.
Actually, Monday we do it at 10:30 because at 10 a.m. every Monday we are set up with VEA. Excellent referral, Rob. Thank you so much. Excellent.
Oh, great.
Wow. We have she's a recent college grad, but whatever she doesn't have in like actual experience, she makes up in energy. Actually, I'll tell you what I went to school with her on. My team was very excited when I did this. She has an excellent format, like an outline of the post meeting review. All I did was copy her outline, tweak it, and now I'm sending out post meeting reviews. And I showed my team, they were very happy. They thought it was great, but I just went to school on her.
So, you know? Is this like what I tell you to do, which is the
executive summary? Yeah.
Executive summary. She just did it in a very nice bullet point format, and what we covered, what I expect of you, what I'll be doing, basically boom, 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 and then bullet points. Bam, 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 bam. You know? And I liked that format, so I just copied her, basically, and just you know, tweaked it, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, you're gonna get that. You're gonna get the same. She does this to get your compliance. Okay, she's the accountability coach for you and herself.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you're the accountability coach for you and your client.
Yes.
And that changes the whole relationship. Instead of them procrastinating, nobody likes to be a procrastinator or have other people know they're a procrastinator. So your clients will respond to this and will get things done that they would have pretended they didn't. Oh, I forgot about that. Well, they can't forget about it now.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Just another process thing, which, you know, George is much more disciplined than I am, but, I'm just on a routine now. I get up at 7 in the morning. Well, now it's an unusual routine because I get up at 7. I have my little morning energy drink.
Yep.
And then I walk outside and open the door or the gate for the roofers because I'm having a roof done on an 11,000 square foot roof.
Wow.
Which is like, you know, it's something else, but these guys are very organized. So I let the roofers in. They get there like at 7:15. So I open the gate for them. They know where to go. And then I, at around 8, I'm in my home gym doing what I got to do, you know, have a 45 minute workout. Today was like 30 minutes. I did upper body weights at 8:30. I'm ready. And then I'm crunching emails, you know, so, I've gotten into that routine, and I'm not an early morning guy, but I'm committed to being one. And then slowly I'll push it up to 6 in the morning.
Good for you.
You know, but, you know, and the weirdness of my body recovering, these guys know that sometimes I get up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, if you go to bed early, you'll wake up early.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing. You know, people say, how do you get up early? I say, go to bed early.
Yeah. See, that's exactly right.
If you go to bed at 8 o'clock, you're going to wake up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
you're going to be like, I'm done, right? I slept my 8 hours.
Now I'm having my protein drink. But, so that's just, it's actually like a detox protein. It's minerals. It's, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. It's not just protein, but,
well, you look good. You look healthy.
I feel, well, like a lot better because I feel a lot better. I feel normal. Let me put it that way. I feel normal. Yeah. Now I got to get fit.
Normal's good though.
Yep. Yeah, it is. Yep. So, you know, we've cleaned up, we've, because some of the stuff has to do with me, have cleaned up a lot of the processes because, you know, I'm really committed, as is my team, to not winging it this year. It's going to be not winging. Processes are in place, you know? And then focusing again, on the power, George's power, George is a super organized guy. He's like a military guy, you know, which is phenomenal.
Checklist.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
Definitely.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah. The thing is, I'm so scattered brain that if I'm not, everything will just go, I'll never do anything.
Well, you know, the most ADD people in the world are the people that love checklists.
Oh, I am the most ADD person on this planet.
It protects them from life, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, it protects me from, hey, look over there, look at this, oh, this, yeah. So yeah, I mean, for me, it's a absolute must.
Yeah, me too. See, I'm ADD, so I'm the same. I'm very, you know, the good news is ADD people are really creative. The bad news is without checklists and other people, they won't get anything done.
Yep. 100% agree.
And, you know, we all have goals. You know, we had, individual meetings, you know, each group member with me. And then also we had, it wasn't really a meeting. We had a fun team dinner, you know, and, we're ready to kick it this year, man. We got a great team. We're ready to kick it. In fact, I've had many teams. I can tell you, this is the best team I've had. This team is phenomenal. I mean, we can get it done. We can do a lot of big things.
You've had good teams. What was missing was you. Okay.
Okay.
Not to be too pointed about it.
Well, I'm here now.
You're here. Okay. Now here, let me encourage you to make a folder for each member of the team and not just have one meeting here and get things going, but to do it every single month. Every month you have a 12-4-2 with every member of your team because each member of your team is as important as any client you have. And you review their goals, their aspirations, personal and professional goals. Now, it's a very selfless thing, okay? When you say, I don't want to do it, it says, I'm more important than they are. I'm not willing to do it. It's too hard. Or I'm not organized enough. So, George, you can get him organized. And here's what I suggest. You schedule everybody in, just like their 12-4-2 clients. All right? And then Al just zooms you and has a meeting. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. You know, one thing that this year is, man, I'm not going to take any stuff starting with from me because, you know, I discuss with the people, you know, I've been a $1 million producer for a while. I've gone up the, my best year was one nine, you know? So why am I fighting to get back to that now? Why haven't I broken out the 4 or 5 million? And that is really, I've been too much of a cowboy. Yeah, just too much of a cowboy. Too much of a cowboy. Just distractions. Sometimes I think this is deep. I sabotage myself.
You do. You do. You get bored. You get distracted, and you come up with something that's going to be more interesting for you. Okay.
So
you need to. What you need is to set really scary high goals, and then keep challenging yourself. Keep raising your minimum. Otherwise, you will get bored. You know that about yourself. So you've got to force yourself to do that. You've got to keep. So George, keep raising your minimum. So as your production goes up, mathematically, your minimum should rise. So keep getting rid of clients and keep raising your minimum. That will keep your scare factor up. You got to keep that scare factor up or you get bored. All right. You want a faster and faster plane to fly. So you need something that's going to be challenging for you. So let's count how many triple plays you get.
Yeah. And then individually, Rob, none of us, I mean, we've discussed this on an individual basis, but we got nothing to lose. I mean, let's just go for it. I mean, we've all decided that as a team, every single person, we're just going to go for it. We got nothing to lose.
So you should be in a Barron's 50.
Okay.
Okay. That's your goal. Be in Barron's 50. Top 50.
What kind of production does it take to get into the Barron's 50?
About 5 million.
Okay. I figured it was something like that. Okay.
So you're going to need to have about a $750 to $1 billion.
Okay. Well, how do you eat an elephant?
One little bite at a time, but keep that vision out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Because people literally will call up people on the Barron's 50 list and open accounts with them.
I think that's the best free advertising you'll ever get.
Blue chip. Yeah.
I do business with guys on the top 50, and they tell me, yep, I got a call. Guy brought in 10 million. Phone call.
That makes sense.
You know, people want to do business with successful people. They think they're doing something right, right?
Yes.
Yep.
For sure. Okay. So really that's what I want to deliver to you. So we've made a lot of progress, since November in organizing things and building a foundation, you know, and, that's it. That's what I wanted to report back to you.
You're a phenomenal salesman. You can ice to Eskimos. The key for you is this tunnel vision. You got to keep on the mark, eating one bite at a time, looking out where you're going, not getting distracted with all this stuff. So I love it. The two meetings a week keep you in your game. Carry around your prospecting list. You know, carry around your pipeline tool with you at all times. Who's the next prospect? And then keep building your team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Keep thinking about what's missing, what you guys need, and do the gap analysis where, you know, if we're going to go to 5 million, what else do we need? Build the team and they will come. Seriously. And you've got the talent. Yours just, whatever it is that, you know, gets you distracted occasionally. Maybe you've killed it. Maybe you're on it now. So Anna, George, that's your job. Keep Al in the game.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, actually, me and I don't know if we've talked about this, Albert, but me and Al sat down, a couple of months ago, and I kind of laid out a plan for the team, and you know, kind of me being, you know, also as a you know, on top of my job as the financial, you know, plan guy and the junior advisor, just kind of being like the chief of staff of the group and kind of helping everything. In my opinion, the, you know, Al, what's lacking is the organization, because I think everything else is there. It's just that. So my goal has been just try to get everything as organized as possible so that nothing falls through the cracks and we get things, you know, get things done.
Well, it's a wonderful thing, George. Congratulations. And I will tell you, there's a big prize at the end. And you know, there's no business in the world like this business when you get it right. And when you got a fearless person like Al, there's nobody he won't talk to or nobody he can't close.
Oh yeah, I 100% agree. It's, I mean, Al's the best in the game. We just need to keep pushing and we'll reach the goals that we've set for ourselves. So I have no doubt of that.
Thank you, George. Thank you for that.
Yeah, just figure out what, you know, where are the traps? How do you eliminate them? Keep away from them. Managing money can be a trap. I mean, that can be suck you in and waste an awful lot of time doing it. You know, I love it myself. But it hurts your ability to go out and close new business. You got to know what you're talking about though. Mm-hmm. You know, with your economic opportunity zones, and you have good ideas. You know, you have, you're very good at this business. So, you keep your story fresh, but you don't get bogged down in the details of everything. So.
Yeah. And I think that's where me and Al kind of work really well as a team, where he is the ultimate closer. I'm a little bit more of the analytic guy. I study the markets all day long. That's just what kind of drives me to this. So I think us combined just make an amazing team.
All right. Well, you've got, it's wonderful to hear. How did you end the year? Where are you on assets now?
Well, I don't know that number. George? I do not know that number.
I don't know the number off the top of my head, but.
And I ended the year in
5 minutes or so.
Yeah, I ended the year in revenue just under $1 million.
Okay.
And I'm happy with that because down for like maybe like 5 months. I was down, you know, I was down. So I'm actually happy with that. I wouldn't have been happy if you had told me that last January, but I'm kind of happy with that.
No, that's okay.
Now I'll tell you what the goal is this year.
Okay.
The hard goal is $1.5 million.
Okay.
Okay. Now in my head, I'm looking at two, but the hard goal is 1.5. See, because I also look at the office, Rob. I mean, I'm in like the top quartile, let's say, in our office. We got like 50 guys. You got one guy who dominates the office. You got one guy, a guy named Adam Carlin. So he like, I don't know what he produces, 12, 15 million, some such thing. Now,
I think it's a little higher than that, but yeah.
Well, he's got a team and he's got Adam.
Right.
So I'm talking Adam, you know. So the team is like 18, I think, and Adam is like 10, something like that. So then you got, put Adam to the side. The big producers start at just over 2 million. So you got a couple of people that do like 2 to 2.2, something like that, 2.3. And then you got a group of people that do a few that do like 1.3 million, something like that, 1.4 million. And then you have another group that does 1 million-ish. That's where I'm at. Maybe about 6 guys. And then, you know, below that. So I look at the people between where I'm at and the 2.2, 2.3, man, I don't want to say that they're not good. These guys are excellent people, but I'm just better. So why am I not there? That's what I talked to the team about. I have to be there because it doesn't make sense to me, you know? So to me, it's just like organizing ourselves, being positive and driving forward, you know, and
so doing where are you right. in assets?
I looked on my screen. I have it just above 180.
Okay. So here's your issue. Okay. Al, mm-hmm. in 2017, you were doing a million and you had 180 million.
Mm-hmm.
2018, I had you at 190 million. 2019, 1.1, 190 million. 2020, 1 million, 180 million. What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah, I'm not growing. Even though I'd like to review that number with George, but okay, I got you. The only hits we've taken to the book is I've lost two substantial Venezuelan accounts. That's the hit. One guy was like five and the other guy was like four. And then from 18, I lost another guy that was five. So Venezuela's been like dropping off. That's the only hit for the book.
Are they leaving Venezuela? Are they, what happened to them?
Did
they
leave? No, it's an issue with Morgan Stanley and Morgan Stanley had me exit them.
Okay.
Exit the relationship. I mean, you got one guy, look, you got some guys that are in tough straits. We're not. We have only one Venezuelan customer and he's got like $500,000. Okay. But now they're looking at people that are domestic with Venezuelan background.
Why?
Because all Venezuelan money now is suspect of Morgan Stanley. Suspect. So they're doing EDDs, you know, enhanced due diligence on, you know, so I got one guy who's a great customer and he's about 4 million, but let's call it 3.5 million. Great customer. Okay. And they want to do an EDD on that guy. Okay. But some guys are in tough straits because I don't have, at this point, I don't have a large exposure.
Yeah.
That guy that does 2.3 million, that's right below Adam. He's 90% Venezuela.
Oh God.
So he's going to have an issue. He might be out of the business or out of Morgan Stanley, at least, because when they start digging into his book, I mean, he's got large family relationships. If they exit those, he's screwed. At Morgan, there are other companies that'll take his business, you know? So that's the only hit that I've taken to the book. But as far as like ACATS going, not really. I mean, I've raised money and grown money. That's why I got to look at those numbers. That doesn't sound right. But the only hit to the book has been that, which total, call it 15 million in assets in total between everybody.
Oh, that's what's happened. You've lost 50 and got 50 and you end up in the same place. Yep. All right. So your goal this year should be 50 million.
Yep.
Can you do 50 million?
That's a big goal.
It's only $5-10 million accounts.
Yep. That's a big goal.
Easy.
There you go. Way to go. No, that's what you should be thinking about.
Seriously. Okay. Gotcha.
That's the pool you want to fish in.
Gotcha.
You go a little further out, right? To get to those kind of fish.
Yep.
A little harder. Need a bigger boat.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be able to go fast. That's where the fish are. You got to fish where the fish are.
Yep. Okay? I got you.
So I want you thinking 50 million this year.
Okay.
You just said it. There's a lot of money around.
Yep.
Right? Guy goes from 27 million to 98 million.
I know. Okay.
Okay. And now you got to break out here. I mean, you got to break this $200 million level here.
Yep.
And that's, you got to get to 300 million and then we'll get to 500 million, but you got to get.
There's only a certain amount of revenue you can do if you don't raise your assets.
You're just playing with, you know, your brain. You're playing with your mind. if you think mm-hmm. you're going to do it without the assets. You got to get the assets. So $50 million of fresh money going into fee-based accounts. See, that's the goal.
Yep. Gotcha.
You don't think I keep track of this stuff, see?
Organized.
I'm your accountability coach, right? We all need.
I just thought of something. What's the first year that you told me? The first year?
2000 and well, I actually had you at 2017. I think is when we started.
Okay, so I was with Joe.
Oh yeah.
And Joe took $30 million.
Oh okay.
Forgot. Joe took 30. You know, okay. So you can subtract 30 from that too. I think it was like 29 to be exact, but call it 30. You know, so that got peeled off of the overall book. Cause when we began, we gave you his book and mine together.
Divorces are expensive no matter how they are.
I'm actually having lunch with Joe tomorrow. It's an okay divorce.
Good.
It's an okay divorce. Joe and I are friendly.
I love those guys. They were great guys.
And Marisol retired.
She did?
Yeah. She's married a rich guy.
Well,
they moved to South Carolina. By the way, a very good friend of mine. He used to be the drummer for Miami Sound Machine, Gloria Estefan, and he's the one that wrote the conga and 1, 2, 3 and Rhythm Is Gonna Get You. He was in the, I don't know what they call it, the Songwriters Museum or whatever. I don't know what the official name is for Rhythm Is Gonna Get You. You know, and, good buddy of mine, good golfing buddy and just a good friend. And he retired to a private golf course in Greenville. And that's where they live. And they're all very happy. So I think he's going to get bored because I know the guy. He'll probably be back in Miami, but,
is he a client?
No, he's a client of Joe's.
Oh, okay.
I gave that relationship to Joe. Okay. It could have gone either way, by the way, because I'm actually tighter with him than Joe is. At that time, I thought it was the right thing.
You did a good thing for Joe. And you were a good guy. Joe's a good guy. Good. I'm glad you're still friends. It's good.
Yeah. And we're actually talking about hunting together because we have a couple of big accounts that we work and we killed it with these clients. We've done everything right. You know, financial plan, the supernova. And now it's asking for referrals and he's been a little bit, you know, a little bit reserved, but now he's ready. He said, I got a couple guys. I got to refer to you. So we're actually going to talk about it tomorrow. That's the reason for the meeting.
Good for both of you. I'm happy for you.
So, but
what can I do for you in this model here?
Always I look at like pearls of wisdom when I talk to you. So number one, I try to advance the football every time we talk, you know, so it does no good if you ask me now, are you on a calendar? And I say, oh, shit, we're not on a calendar. We don't have TV. So we're back to that. So I want to like show you, we did this, we did this, we did this, we did this. By the way, here's some success. Okay. And then as we talk, like, hey, look at doing the supernova for the team and having a monthly meeting. I wrote that down. That's the pearl of wisdom right there. You know, to hold each other accountable and to keep moving the football forward every month for the team. You know,
I will tell you, Al, where teams are doing that, where I can get the leader to do it, changes the dynamics of the team. Everybody is fully engaged then. They feel responsible. They feel accountable. They're getting the respect they deserve.
And yep.
It's a full engagement process.
Yeah.
Just like any other appointment, don't you do it. You know, have Anna schedule it or George schedule it, but you don't need to schedule these things. Just tell them you want to do this every month.
Yep. So
you have a folder for them. You have goals and roles and responsibilities, and go back to the five-star model and make sure you've got roles and responsibilities, and then you hold them accountable for that, and that's how you help build your business plan. So director of planning, director of implementation, brand management, marketing, and leadership. And George can be the leader. You know, you can make George the leader who holds you accountable. You can be in charge of marketing. You know, your EVA can help you, you know. Anna can be in charge of brand management. And you can be in charge of implementation. George in charge of planning.
So you know, that's what the group director, there's a group director role in Morgan Stanley. And the group director is kind of that, really. He's the one that he's the business manager.
Right.
He organizes the business.
Yeah, you can call him group director. You can call him manager. You can call him the leader. I don't care what you call him, but that's the guy that is making sure that the meetings are scheduled, that everybody is organized, you know, that things go on and the vision is clear of where we're going and how we're going to get there. Now you can be the chairman and have that person be the CEO. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that, to me, that's brilliant. I've got a peninsula team up in Michigan who are doing 6 million. The leader is in charge of brand management. The guy, the main producer, right? He took the role of brand manager and he put everybody else in charge of everything else. So he just makes sure that the brand and the 12-4-2 is done and is organized. And he has other people doing all the other roles. I couldn't believe he wanted to do that way. This is the second time I've coached them, that team. You know, they were at UBS. They went to Raymond James. They had a whole new team, not a whole new team, but a bigger team. There's like 7 people on the team. And he said, no, this is the role I want. I said, great. I've never had it. The biggest producer be in charge of brand management, but good for them. So he's got a team leader. And when we do this thing we go around and everybody reports in on how they're doing in each of their areas.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. So that if you're looking for the next step, that's the next step. So go back to the 5-star model. George, you know that 5-star model?
Yes.
It's in chapter 3. Okay. Mm-hmm. So go back to the 5-star model, determine who do you want in what role. I mean, I've suggested these roles. And then the next time, why don't we report in based on the 5-star model?
Okay.
Okay. That'd be a great accountability tool. Sweet.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
We're on a whale. I'm proud of you, buddy. It's not easy.
Nope.
Nope.
But we're committed. So right. I'm glad you're happy. I'm happy. That makes me more happy. And
I'm delighted. You know, everybody wants everybody to do well. And you know, there's nothing more that I want in the whole world than every person that I coach to just knock the cover off the ball. And, you know, I don't see talent. You know, a lot of times all I see is hardworking people. But with you, I see real talent. Okay. It's very rare. And take advantage of it. You can do 5 million. You can do 5 million. You can be in the Barron's 50. No question in my mind. Done.
Thank you,
Rob. Zero question.
Thank you, Rob.
Good. All right. Thanks, guys. See you
next time.
Rob. Okay. Have a good one.
Great. Have a great day. See you.
Thank you.